It's just a beautiful Saturday morning. That's all I'm trying to say.
You seem like you have your panties in a bunch. I do, about multiple subjects. So why don't you tell us about that?
Okay. Can you read these texts for me? Because, okay. So you know the person who's always canceling on me?
I'm already going to get so mad. I haven't read these texts, but I've been saying from a day fucking one, this person is a sucker.
Okay. You have been saying that. That being said, you do say that about pretty much everyone.
Yeah, but I've been more adamant about this one than normal.
Do you want to talk about what the evidence is?
Hot people can't be trusted. A flake's a flake. And
that's true. Okay, we're
personality glasses? Are you kidding me? That's all I have to say.
Personality glasses was a hit. It's a little sus when somebody's wearing glasses for the aesthetic.
If someone is in a position to leave their glasses at your house, that means they don't need them and they're an idiot for it.
I don't know if I 100% agree with you. Like, let's say you wear glasses to read. You might be I don't remember which one's nearsighted,
okay,
which one's farsighted.
Let me edit that. If you leave your reading glasses at someone's house, you left your reading glasses at someone's house.
But you leave your all the time.
If you leave your glasses at someone's house, you don't need them. Anyway, let's hear the text.
Wait, I'm not ready to move on yet because you talk about how people can't be trusted, but I want to posit the risk reward.
Never heard of her.
Because to me, I'm like, look, I'm a slut. I like to be with hot people. I like to be with all sorts of people. Someone's really hot. I'm really attracted to them. And they're interested, even if they're only a little bit. I'm like, okay, well, are we doing this? You know,
you're not manipulative enough to hook up with a hot person.
I need to be manipulative.
Yes, you are way too good of a communicator to hook up with someone who's hot. Because this is what would have guaranteed success for you to hook up with this person: ignoring the fuck out of them. Instead, I can almost guarantee that you were like, "Hey, it was like so nice meeting you the other night. If you ever want to hang out again,"
I didn't say that, but I appreciate
you. Hey. I know we said we were going to like check in next week. So, hey, it's me, Gabe. It's probably like 10 of those.
Do you want to
go back? Am I wrong?
You are a little wrong, but I appreciate that. The sentiment's correct. The sentiment's correct.
What this person needed from the beginning was like, yo, I think you got a fat ass. Let me know if you want to hang out sometime. That bitch would have texted you 2 weeks later, been like, hey.
How do people function like that? How does that work?
I'm just saying.
I think I'm going to cry. I'm honestly so upset right now. Just thinking about that. I'm like, can't we all just be adults? Why do we have to be game players? Why do we have to
be
fucking around?
Because everyone wants to fuck a hot bitch.
I'm a hot bitch.
You know what I'm saying, though? Everyone wants to fuck a hot person. You have to be different. Ignore them.
Oh, I'm...
Hot people need to be ignored.
This is really making me so emotional.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. I appreciate it. I appreciate you. But it's just hard to hear because it's like...
So true.
It's so... Because now I'm wondering, like, am I manipulated like this? Like, who's out here manipulating me like this?
Hopefully a few people.
I just want game to recognize game. I want it to be like, look, we're both hot, you know? Anyway.
Next time you meet someone hot, let me text them as your ghostwriter. I will do such
a good
job.
That's not a bad idea.
I'll be like, you're hot. Let's fuck soon.
I said that.
But then you never talk to them again. 2 years later, you might fuck them.
I went on serious fucking radio silence for a while. It's been a fucking mess. Okay, so let's start.
Are we ready to read?
Let's just do today. Do you want me to read it or do you want to read?
I
want to
read it.
I want you to read.
Oh, God. Oh, it's so long.
I felt so guilty sending this long message, but I was also at my fucking wit's end. To give context to the listener, many, many times I've had plans with this person and they have fucking canceled on me. But they don't cancel on me in a fucking respectful way.
Yeah.
To me, if you're gonna fucking cancel on me, if you're gonna cancel on me, just say it's off tonight. I'm sorry, I can't do it. Mm-hmm. This came up, that came up. You know, excuse is good. Sure. But what they do, and I've always despised this, is, hey,
I might bail later.
I think... something might be maybe coming up, and if maybe I feel different, maybe then I'll let you maybe know that I can't hang out maybe later. So in this case, they're sick.
Red flag number one. If someone says, I can't hang out, I got a tattoo and it kind of hurt, they don't want to fuck you. Okay?
That's not what they said. Tattoo flu is a real thing.
For a pussy.
If you're over 30.
If you really want to fuck someone, you will push through your stupid problem to fuck them.
I think that's true. I think that's
because
true.
I was hooking up with someone who was like, they got a lip piercing and then was like, oh, I can't make out for a while. And I'm like, okay, so you don't want to kiss me. I don't care if it hurts. Yeah. If it hurt me and I really wanted to make out with someone, I would do it.
Yeah.
You also, clearly don't want it bad.
This person when the first time we hung out and like made out even a little, first of all, they were recovering from the first half of the tattoo that they later got the tattoo flu from to not hang out. And second of all, they had a split lip. right? They had like a cut on their lip. And so they had like a little thing on it where they were like, we can't go too hard. And then I go to their freaking divorcee party. Let's not even get into it. I go to their freaking party where everyone's playing spin the bottle and whatever. People are freaking doing lap dances, all this stuff. They spank me in front of everybody.
So then I text them and I said, thanks for spanking me last night. It felt really good.
I
hope I can see you.
That's not what I said. You can look at the text from back then, too.
Oh, no. Okay, so long story short for our listeners, this is about the 15th time that this exact same person has come up with some
quote
type
unquote
of excuse.
Canceled. Quote, unquote, not canceled, canceled in this exact same way. Let's fucking hear it. Rip it. Rip it, Jay.
Hi. Not so fun news. Woke up with the start of a sore throat and a slight temperature. I'm gonna see if it's maybe just a fluke. Symptoms go away by like the afternoon and I will keep you in the loop.
Like, to me, that's like, you're fucking canceling on me. You have a fever? You have a fever and I'm expected to say like, oh, you're gonna feel better this afternoon. Like, it's so random. They didn't come to our New Year's party because they were sick. They didn't come to this other thing because they had the freaking tattoo flu. It's like, okay, I believe you. I believe you that you're sick, but don't pretend that you're not canceling on me.
I believe that 30% of the time that they've been sick, they've been sick. And I also believe that 100% of the time that they text you something like this,
they
were going to cancel.
Yeah. To me, it's like, you've already canceled. My cousin used to do this to me.
I know.
They used to be like, I'm having a bit of a hard day and I might be getting a headache later. And I'm like, you don't have any idea whether you're going to get a headache later. You've decided you're not coming. Just let me know you're not coming, please.
Oh my God, I'm so excited. We've read that. We finished that one out.
That was the text. That was the way they canceled, not canceled. That was
it. Since you have a fever, it's probably best that we don't hang out, as I can't really afford to get sick right now with the play and everything.
For context for the listener, I'm in a play right now. I can't be getting sick the week before we open.
I did have some feelings I wanted to bring up tonight that now it's probably best to send via text. Nothing too serious. Incoming. I like that.
That was my partner's idea, to send the freaking text before the text, because I was like, I hate sending a book. Because I know it's about to be a long fucking text. I wrote it out in my notes app. This way, it at least says, like, this isn't the end of the fucking world. I'm not dying over here. Mm-hmm. I'm upset. I'm not going to end my freaking life.
Because
of this, for sure.
No, Gabe is a good person because most people would see this, fucking block them. I mean, like, legit, if this happened to me, I would straight either block them or never talk to them again.
You're nuts.
I'm not nuts. You are not a ghoster. You are articulating your feelings, blah, blah, blah. I don't think they deserve it. I don't think they deserve anything you're about to say. That's all I'm saying.
I hear you. I want to put out into the world a couple things. The first is,
they're hot. Yes.
The first is that they're hot. No. One of the things is, I'm not perfect. I have ghosted in the past. I've ghosted. But I've also been ghosted. And I just want to put it out there. I'm trying not to be a ghoster. I think communication can cure the world's ills. But I'm not a perfect person. And I don't want anyone who I maybe ghosted in the past to listen to this and be like, oh, now Gabe's fucking white knighting it, saying that he never freaking ghosted anybody.
You went so far in the other direction from ghosting. Can't we meet in the middle?
I've always been a fuckboy. I'm trying to be an ethical fuckboy.
A reformed fuckboy?
No, I'm still a fuckboy.
You don't want to go to Fuckboy Island. That's the problem.
I don't know what that is.
That's when they get banished because they get outed as a fuckboy.
Yeah,
then they
I don't
want to
be on arewedatingthesameguy.com.
It's a Facebook group.
Oh, sorry. Facebook.com/amidatingthesameguy.
Unfortunately,
guy.
Gabe's not on it, and I have checked. I was like, who do I know that's kind of a fuckboy? And I started searching names. I only found one person
that's great.
I know. My partners weren't on it. I did search them, too.
That's good.
Kind of unfortunate.
It's tough when you're poly, because you tell everyone you're poly, and then they're probably not going to put you on that app, because they're like, of course they're dating other people.
Yeah, true. Oh, here it goes.
Take a deep breath, Jay. You can do it.
I'm freaking out.
You can handle it. Come on, Jay. I wrote this morning. I was still half asleep, but I do think I did a good job.
So the reason you were so sour to me this morning is you're retaliating. So you're in a bad mood because of this. And then I said, are you in a bad mood? And you said no. And I said, well, why do you look like that?
No, this is not the thing that got me in a bad mood. It's really the anticipation of the other thing going on today that's putting me in a bit of a
Which
sour
is what?
Mood.
The 3 p.m.
The 3 p.m.
Was this the 3 p.m.?
This was later.
This was the 9 p.m.
This was the 9 This was the 10:30.
This is the 10:30. Okay, so at least we're handling it 12 hours before it's set to happen.
No, it wasn't 10:30. We had no specific plan about when we were going
to
hang out.
I feel like I'm going to throw up. I'm sorry to hear you're not feeling well, and I do hope you come to feel better. That being said, this has become a pattern that's pretty hard to ignore. That's nice.
It's true.
I understand that you have no real control over your health. I appreciate that you're dedicated to limiting socialization when you're sick to avoid transmission.
Even though in this circumstance, they were also saying, maybe I'll hang out even though I have a fever. But in general, they've been a very COVID conscious person. They've been a very, like, sickness conscious person. They don't want to hang out when they're sick. So, like, I appreciate it. I understand that. I appreciate where you're coming from when you say that kind of stuff.
Yeah, we appreciate it the first two times you do it, not the 10th time. You're not sick. Come on.
Well, you know.
There's just no way. If you've been sick this many times knowing a person for 3 months, like, they need to be hospitalized. That's not real. They have a fucking shite immune system.
I mean,
and they
have
need to
shite
be
immune systems.
They need to be bubble boy mode, okay?
No, not bubble
also,
boy.
Also, it's just so clear.
Yes, I'm a very clear communicator and a good writer, too.
However, this repeated last-minute cancellation is partnered with what I felt to be a lack of enthusiasm or want to hang out when making plans. Sure. For example, I didn't hear from you for a while after your party, even when you said you'd be more available.
That's true. They said, I'm so busy with the party, I'll be more available next week.
And earlier this week, I repeatedly inquired.
I repeatedly inquired. I kept being like...
That's the gun to the head.
Well, because the way the sentence goes on is repeatedly inquired about what you want, right? I kept being like, do you want to hang out this weekend? Mm-hmm. Do you want to hang out with me? You know, and I repeatedly said that, and I would get responses back like, oh, we can do this weekend, or I'm available on Saturday. It's like, that's not actually telling me what you want, and it's not answering the question, and it does hurt my feelings.
I'm going to rent an Airbnb. I'm going to get on Tinder. I'm going to match with this person and revenge them.
You've met.
I could look different, easy.
So you're going to revenge them? You're just going to meet up with them and kill them?
I'm just going to meet up with them once and then find some way to ghost them.
You're
appropriately.
That's a terrible plan.
I want to give them peace of
peace of my mind.
Peace of my fucking mind.
You should text them next. I'll give you their number.
Hi, this is Gabe's secretary.
Sorry.
Fuck you.
Okay, go on. From repeatedly inquired.
Earlier this week, I repeatedly inquired that I wanted to put a gun to my head.
No, that's not what it says. That's not what it said. Read the words, Jay.
Earlier this week, I repeatedly inquired about whether or not I should end my own life.
That's not what it says, Jay.
Should
I just kill myself or do you want to hang out? Come on. Show me the fat ass or let me die. Come on.
If you do not put your fat ass in my face tonight at 10 p.m.,
okay.
I will kill myself.
I'll also say, not that this is a requirement, when I cancel on someone who I actually want to hook up with, I send them a nude. I send
them
a little pity nude. Mm-hmm. A little pity nude like, hey, look, have a little access to my body. Look, because I wanted to give you the whole thing. The whole thing.
That's why everyone who has your contact puts that setting on where things don't download immediately so they never have to open.
Hey, I send them on invisible ink.
That's awesome. Earlier this week, I repeatedly inquired about what you wanted to do, and you responded with statements about what you were able to do, what was possible. And those two things combined have led me to feel pretty unwanted.
True.
I understand that our intentions have always been to have a casual relationship, so I'm not...
I know, this goes pretty crazy.
Wait, they didn't even fucking answer.
No, they haven't answered.
Oh my god, I thought this was gonna... Ugh. Whatever.
You thought that they were about to have a back and forth? No. This is still cold. I'll let you know if we get a response.
I understand that our intentions have always been to have a casual relationship.
Casual relationship.
So I'm not expecting to feel like the center of your attention.
I think that's an important distinction, you know, because it would be very easy to read most of this message and be like, oh my God, this person's trying to make me their partner, trying to make me their boyfriend. Like, this person's trying to tie me down. But I'm out here being like, look, I know we're just trying to fuck. I still have feelings.
This next sentence is insane.
It's good though, right?
I even expected that you would want me to provide a certain amount of simp energy, but even that is difficult when I'm having trouble knowing whether you want to hang out at all.
It's true.
Why did you assume
that? Did I assume that they want simp energy? Because I went to their party and I saw how many fucking simps they have. They got like a bit of a brat thing going on. Not brat summer, but like just being bratty. I could tell that they want to be fawned over. They want to be adored. It's a certain kind of hot energy, especially if you're in like a reclamation era, you're feeling yourself a lot. Like, I can understand it. I've wanted it at times. I've provided it for other people. I don't mind that. I don't mind feeling like dirt in a sexual context. But
this one's gone too far.
This has gone too fucking far. Because to me, it's like BDSM. I mean, that's like taking it like a little further than what we're actually talking about here. But like, I'm okay with someone hitting me as long as I know that they don't want to hurt me. What I said to my partner about this was, I'm okay being fed the fucking table scraps. I just have to get the fucking table scraps. But this is nothing. I'm getting nothing.
First of all, as soon as we're done reading this, we got to scroll up and read a few more.
Okay, that's fine. You can.
Maybe an alternative would have been to be more of a simp. I think that you were just the wrong amount of simp.
You don't know.
You're a reply guy in this guy's.
I am not a fucking reply guy to this man. I am a reply guy to other people. Definitely.
What's the version of a reply guy when it's not a reply guy, but you just keep texting them?
You know, I am a reply guy to some people. I'm not a reply guy to this person. Because part of me is like...
They don't post.
Well, because...
They don't post. If they post, I'd be a reply guy.
No, they post. But here's the... Like...
Do you think that we can get to a point where we invite them onto the podcast?
No. There's a million other guests I want to get to before I want to get to them.
Their side of the story.
I think that it would make more sense to have our random hookups on the podcast than to have either of our partners. You know, if we have our partners, it's like because we both date kind of nice guys.
Yeah, no, this person's bad, but they're not funny. And our partners are not bad, little funny. Anyway, let's get over with so that we can read 4,000 more text messages from the past 3 months.
Okay, go ahead.
I don't mean to pressure you to hang out tonight or at all if you're not comfortable or if you don't want to, but I feel the need to express these feelings at this point so that you can understand where I'm coming from and know that if you want to keep seeing me, that I will require that there be some change in this pattern. Ugh, do you think they'll answer?
No.
You don't think they'll answer at all?
I don't. I think they're totally going to ghost me for at least a day. To not answer today is disrespectful. And I just expect it. I don't want to be in a place where I expect disrespect, but I do expect disrespect. Here's this person who I think didn't really want to hang out, didn't really want to make plans, and felt pressured or felt like they needed to make plans with me. But
maybe they got a canceling kink.
That's hilarious. I wish.
Is this invasive if I look at these?
No, I'll keep looking. I don't think there's any pictures or anything.
If I see a picture, I will freak out. No, I know you guys don't have any pictures. I already looked.
You scrolled back to the very beginning.
No, I already clicked and looked at the media.
Oh my God. What do you want to see?
I want to see a picture of them. Okay, when did you meet though? Ugh. I already scroll up and see weird stomach stuff.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
They had weird stomach stuff.
Oh, you poor thing. I'm dead.
What, that I said you poor thing when they had weird stomach stuff?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Because I believe...
Summary is...
Repeated cancellation. The last time I saw them was at a party that they threw, and they didn't come to the party that I threw. That's the long and short of it.
Fucked up my lower back. Might be a little busy. Technically, I'm free Friday. I'm having some weird stomach stuff.
I will say, you know, I also canceled on them at one point. Let's not paint myself in a perfectly golden light. There was a time where I was like, oh, we can hang out this time, and then we had a stupid house meeting, and so I had to cancel it.
We didn't even talk about their perm.
Yeah, they got a perm.
I can't talk. I got a perm and now my scalp hurts.
We have to be gentle with their hair.
I actually...
Jay, you need to read the things you're seeing aloud. You know this is a podcast, right?
I'm sorry. I can't focus on two things.
Don't focus on two things. Just
unfortunately,
read it
I have
aloud.
No fun news. I feel sick to my stomach again after
okay,
eating.
Okay, Jay, if you start reading when I'm talking, it doesn't count. That was a perfect time.
Back up. They confirmed they wanted to hang out. They confirmed they didn't want to do arts and crafts. But they confirmed they wanted to do something low-key. Then, moments later, I'm sorry to bail right after confirming, they bail.
Yeah, they did say, I'm sorry to bail right after confirming. This was months ago. This was not today.
Then you're like, I got you on my mind, simp vibe.
Yeah, I did some simping.
Okay, then we got 3 texts in a row from Gabe.
What are they? Out of context, that could be really bad, but I think in context, it might be
okay,
better.
Okay, one was the last response to message, okay? You're like, are you leaving town before the new year at all? That's actually the way you texted it. After next
Shit!
Week, I'll be so mad.
That's
why
they don't like me.
No answer. Can't wait to see you tonight. Hope party prep is going well. Okay, we should be there close to half. Okay, so the triple text was just...
thank you.
Sorry.
You totally painted me so badly.
Sorry.
They were planning a party, so I wasn't going to, like, I didn't expect any responses.
Then there's the tattoo... I'll let you know how I'm feeling post-tattoo. They're already planting the seed that they're going to cancel.
Well, it's also if they know their body. But they shouldn't have made the plan for that time if they knew they were probably going to have to cancel for it. It's also
another
messed up. They have the party, and they're like, I'm going to have so much time after this party. And then I'm like, okay. The next week, I'm like, let's make the plan. And they're like, okay, here's this time. But also, I probably can't do that time because I'm going to feel XYZ.
Then they're sick on New Year's. I have back-to-back pole classes. I'm done. I got to get out of here. This is fucked up. They suck. They just suck. It's not that complicated. They suck.
Is it that simple?
They suck. Yes.
I don't know.
They need to be seriously humbled.
I think my message humbled them. Can you say my message was humbling?
I think that you took the higher road, but what they really need most is for people to treat them the way they treat them.
This is ruthless. Okay, but the thing that I'm actually upset about, because this thing got me kind of riled, but the thing I'm actually upset about or just anxious about is I'm having coffee with an ex today.
Oh, fucking true.
And what's interesting I will say about this is, like, when we broke up, I was like, look, I'm not saying we have to be no contact. I do really like you. And it's true. But here they are reaching out being like, I know you said you didn't want to be no contact, so I'm reaching out. But I don't know if it's going to be like, so let's just chat, let's hang out, let's catch up. Or if it's going to be like, anyway, here's this other thing I wanted to bring up about our relationship.
It's probably both.
It's probably both. I'm nervous. I'm nervous. Do you talk to your exes? You talk to some of your exes.
I talk to most of my exes. If you're going to talk to an ex, there's always going to be that meetup.
Well, there's going to be something about it.
There's always going to be the unpacking. If it doesn't happen now, it'll happen 4 times from now.
Well, I'm a little concerned because I thought that there was some sass in our last messages.
Well, the person who gets dumped does get some sass currency, for sure.
For sure.
I don't know. Don't be nervous. You've been dumped before. It brings up a lot.
Yeah, being dumped sucks.
I don't know. Is there anything that you want to say that you didn't say?
No.
So maybe it'll be a really short-lived conversation.
It'll be a really short conversation, yeah.
Ugh.
Ugh.
I mean, the more people you date, the more people you're gonna have to break up with.
I didn't really think about this before I became a slut, but the more people you date and break up with, the more likely you are to run into an ex.
That's true. It's the more like likely you are gonna have to move to a different city.
Yeah. To move to a different city.
Let me tell you a story about me. Okay.
Please.
About how I absolutely ruined my favorite coffee shop for myself. I used to go to this coffee shop. I used to live across the street from this coffee shop I obviously went to every single day to get coffee.
For sure.
I was pretty good friends with the baristas there. Like, I actually hung out with two of them outside. One of them tried to hook up with me. It was kind of weird. I had to say no. Then the other one I was trying to smash. But then we went to the aquarium and then she was married. It was a whole fucking thing. So it wasn't really panning out. These are actually not the two people who ruined the coffee story for me. Just some backstory, okay? Fast forward a little bit. One day, I'm sitting at a table, and there is kind of a sexy boy sitting at the community table with me.
Oh, okay.
I decided to offer him a French fry because I was eating outside food inside the establishment.
You brought a French fry to the
cafe? I was eating French fry from another establishment, and I was like, "You want a fry?" And I wound up dating that person for 1.5 years.
That's a good pickup.
I mean, it's a pickup story. It's not that often that I find a boy sexy, or honestly anyone. When I see one, I'm like, how do I talk to them right now? Because okay, it might be another year for me.
It might be a while, yeah.
And everyone loves me. So, of course, we dated for 1 year. We used to go to that cafe all the time when we were dating, when we were friends, whatever, after we met in the French fry context at the community table. What was crazy, actually, back it up.
Okay.
Our first ever conversation was me talking about going to the mall.
Okay.
This is the scene. It's like, give him a French fry, and then we're talking about the mall. And I'm like, yeah, you know, when you went to the mall, your mom was standing outside the Spencer's, and you're looking at the dildos or whatever. And then he was like, oh, my God, yeah, like, I totally did that, too, like, at my mall, like, at the Spencer's, whatever. And I was like, oh, where'd you grow up? Guess what, bitch?
It's the same fucking mall.
The same mall. Oh, wow. Also a New Yorker. Wow. Also going to the goddamn Roosevelt Field Mall.
I mean, I do think that, like, when you are attracted to someone, there's, like, a 90% chance that they're a New Yorker.
Yeah. Although, my beautiful, loving partner
is Midwestern.
Midwest bitches ain't sexy most of the time.
We can't put that on the podcast.
Why?
Because he's, like, one of our 2 listeners.
No, I'm saying I love him, and I think that he's sexy.
On average, Midwesterners are not sexy.
Yeah, you're right. I can't put this on there.
But no, you can't.
I know.
You're so fucked.
I know it is. Okay, erase all that. Erase. New Englanders, not sexy. New Yorkers, sexy, kind of. Anyway, we're talking about the same mall. Blah, 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 whatever. It's 2 years later. That person and I do not talk ever again after we break up.
Can't go to the cafe anymore.
In fact, I would ask the baristas, like, does this person still come in here? And they're like, not really, but it still felt too close to home.
Sure.
And I moved anyway. And then I started seeing this other person. Didn't really end amazingly, but not bad. And then they started working at that cafe.
No.
But the reason I found out about this is because one day I felt brave enough to go in there. And I'm in line. The person working there is the person I most recently had a breakup with. The first person in line in front of me is the boy that I met in there. And behind me is one of my clients. I literally was like, this is a goddamn nightmare. But once I realized my client was by me, I literally shook her arms. I was like, you are saving my fucking life right now. I literally bought her a macaroon. I was like, we got to get out of here.
You got to have a buddy sometimes.
Like, once you date 5 people in a city, it's fucked.
It's fucked, man.
Done.
And there was a while where after I dated someone, I couldn't go on the blue line anymore.
Want to know something funny?
What?
Last night, I saw a video that you don't know was taken of you on the train.
What?
Yep. And I was trying to figure out what you were doing in the video. This video is from, like, months ago.
Well, who took it?
I can't tell you who.
Jay, I will end your life today if you don't tell me all the information you have about this video.
The context is the person said to me, I saw Gabe on the train 2 months ago and took a video of them.
Why
but
didn't
I didn't tell anyone, and I didn't say hi.
Why?
Because you didn't recognize them, so they were hurt.
They, maybe I didn't see them.
Oh, I know. That's why the video was taken.
I didn't know that.
I think he thought it would be funnier to just videotape you and not talk.
No, he should have just sent it to me later from, like, a unknown number or something. That would have been the way to do it.
True.
Freak me out. God, you almost broke my heart just then.
Sorry.
Okay, we've now spent officially 47 minutes talking about my dumb bullshit.
Yeah, which parts do you want to cut? And are you at all worried about these people hearing the podcast?
No. They know what they got into dating a comedian, frankly.
True.
Something kind of funny is I was looking through some old journals with my partner. As you know, I have a joke, the premise of which is that I'm dating someone who's non-binary. That's like the first statement of the joke. And I am dating someone who's non-binary, my partner. And so we were going through my old journals, and I had some of my set lists from like way back in the day. And I still was telling the same fucking joke about a different non-binary person. There are times in my life where I don't tell that joke just because I'm not dating anybody right now.
When you first matched with your partner on Tinder, you were like, yeah, it's been a second since I've been able to tell that joke, so... let's hang out.
Let's swipe, yeah.
Oh, that's funny, dude.
Okay, what's your drama for the week? What you got?
Besides being told very recently that my ass got fatter.
Is that a bad thing?
I think it's a good thing.
Oh, okay, good. I was just worried because you're...
Nothing else is new. Do you notice anything different about me?
I thought you were going to talk about the other barista you dated. The one that you were dating when I first met you.
Yeah, no, that's who I'm talking about.
That's who you're talking about?
And that's not the French fry person, but that's the one that wound up working there. What did you think of them, huh?
They're the person who I think it would be most appropriate for them to wear those like 90s style flame decal. I don't have any real opinions on them. They seem fine.
I love white trash people. I love dating them. Okay, here are the two types of people I date. So it's either like both their parents were alcoholics. They're kind of struggling with the alcohol problem. They grew up in a
trailer. Or they've never had a problem in their whole life.
Literally. There's no in between.
There's no in between.
There's no in between. It's just, I'm going to call it how it is. Not my proudest thing, but it's either white trash people or white privileged people. Those are the only people I date.
Jay's a racist is what I just learned. Right now. No, here's
it's
the thing.
Not from a lack of pride.
You would date middle class people, but the wealth gap in this country has gotten.
It's so true. It's just
there's
poor
only
and
poor 1%. People and rich people. That's yeah. all there is.
I have friends who like literally put their cat down because they can't afford their care, and then other people who like went to London 15 times in their life for no fucking.
I got my
reason.
Cat liposuction.
Yeah.
I do think you need to address the fact that you said you only date white people.
That's who wants to date me. Listen, this might be controversial, but listen, okay? One time I found out that my high school had an ASL program, which is so cool because I took American Sign Language for 4 years, and my high school didn't have that. Yeah. And so I saw they added it to the curriculum, but the teacher was hearing. And I'm not a person to do this, but I actually did write a letter to my school, and I was like, hey, and I'm never one to reach out like this, but I actually was like, but someone got to say something. I was like, hey, I'm really glad that you're offering this class. I just want you to know why it's kind of fucked up that a hearing person's teaching it.
It's just, it's interesting that you're sending this letter as a hearing person.
Yeah, but I'm sending it as a person
advocate
who
for the deaf community.
As an advocate, because I know, because of my relationship with the deaf community, I know that there's a limited amount of jobs that deaf people like. Okay, long story short is I came out here and I said, blah, 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 very accusatory. Why didn't you hire a deaf person? That's kind of fucked up, whatever. They responded and they said, no deaf people apply.
Why are you looking at me?
Why have I only dated white people? Only white people be applying.
I do know about a black person you made out with.
I'm not saying I haven't made out with people of
color.
They
didn't want to date you? Is that what you're saying? Or did you not want to date them?
That person didn't want to date me. We have the exact relationship we both wanted.
Okay, well.
First of all, I don't know if I've wanted to date any of the people I ever wound up dating. One. Two, if you've never dated a person of color, it's not bad to admit that.
No, it's not.
And so many people just don't admit that. So I'm just out here being honest.
That's true. I guess that's true.
I'm not saying it's not happening because I'm not attracted to people of color or that I don't connect to them or they don't connect to me. I'm just saying it hasn't happened.
It hasn't happened.
And you know what? I know some bitches who might just do it to say they did it. And that's fucked up.
That is fucked up. I like that you ended this with a really true call out for the fucking posers out there.
I don't blame a person of color for not wanting to date me. I suck. What else can I say? I make everything about me. I don't listen.
I know that. I know that one.
And I'm racist. No.
Clip it.
No, keep that. Anyway.
What if you just started going,
bye, cut the whole episode, bye. I think the people that have dated me have deserved me.
I think that's a very mean thing for you to say about them.
I think the biggest thing I bring as a partner is chaos to people's lives who are otherwise pretty well balanced.
Yeah, sure. I think that's good.
When people tell me what they like about dating me, it's like, you're really fun. We love watching you interact with animals.
Full of surprises.
And you keep it entertaining. And yeah. I'm like, I'm glad that some people's lives are so well balanced that they can welcome a little psycho just to mix it up.
Well, yeah. But also, you have to admit that you appreciate from some of your partners how grounded they are.
I love it. Oh, nothing makes me feel better than laying in bed with someone who I'm like, they're just thinking about that time they were at an airport. Or something they heard on WBEZ this morning.
Yeah.
It's just so soothing to me. I'm just like, oh, look at you.
What I want.
Not a care in the damn world. It's amazing.
Honestly, something that I'd love is to know, like, I'm laying in bed with someone and I know that they're thinking about how they fucked someone else hotter last week.
That's so fucking funny. Oh, actually, here's a good story. A friend of mine has recently become very overwhelmed by the fact that while her and her boyfriend are on a break, he's going to fuck someone. And she was really trying to get me to say, like, I don't think he's going to fuck someone. Like, you're on a break. And I refuse to say that because I don't. If it was me, I'd be preparing for the fact that he's fucking someone every single day.
Yeah,
that's
probably
the only option.
If there's one thing I know about men, mm-hmm. it's that they download Tinder the day they broke up.
Oh, for sure. I mean, that's what I said. I was like, listen.
To some people, it's a deeply emotional thing. And to most men, it's I'm just trying to get laid. I'm just trying to fuck the pain
and
away.
And she was like, well, why is it fucked up if I have sex with someone on a break? And I was like, because you don't want to have sex with someone. That's why it's fucked up. And then she's like, ugh! Like, literally, yeah, like, why me? It's so funny. But I was just saying, I was like, listen, why don't we assume that while you're on this break, he's at least going to fuck three times. Three times. That's not a crazy amount. It sounds like once. Three times. However, if I were you, what I would remind myself is the very, very likely reality that he will think about you all three times.
That's true.
Before, during, and after. Probably at some point. And then,
especially because when you're in a relationship, you know, obviously exceptions. If you're in a good relationship, especially one that you're willing to work on, it's like you're probably having good sex because you've worked on it a little bit. You've gotten better at it.
Yeah.
And now you're fucking someone new. You remember, oh, shit, I have to practice. Remind people what I like. I have to tell people what's going on. It's easy to fall out of that practice. And so, of course, you're going to be like, oh, but they always knew. They always knew that I liked the finger in the asshole right before I'm about to come.
True. Oh, too real. But yeah, I mean, that's the thing. I was like, listen, instead of think about how he's going to fuck someone else, think about he's going to fuck someone else while he thinks about how he misses you. And that's awesome. You know, so in a long-winded way, let's just say this. Sometimes you're laying in bed with someone you just had sex with and you know they're thinking about how they fucked someone else. But sometimes they're laying in bed with someone else thinking about how they fucked you. And that's reciprocity, folks.
That's it.
That's what it's all about. So be memorable, be bad.
And always be on your best behavior.
True. Bye.
No, don't mix it up.
Bye, 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 bye.
What the fuck is this? That's not the sign off. Do
bye,
it.
Bye, bye, bye.
Thank you.